Welcome to the Sugarview Podcast, a podcast hosted by Andrea Ayers. This podcast features episodes for Sugar CRM's administrators who implement our sugar solutions to inform and excite them about all the sensational ways to help them become champions for success. In today's episode of the SugarU Admin Podcast, we have a special guest that's going to talk to us about all things Sugar Club. I'll let him introduce himself. Well, I just want to start off with welcoming Alex Nassy to the podcast. Hi, Alex.
Hey, Andrea.
I'd like you to first start by telling us your role at Sugar CRM.
Sure. So my title-wise, I'm the Digital CX Operations Director. And what that means basically is I'm in our CX adoption teams, which is also part of the same team you're on. And we, on our team, we really focus on making sure our customers have all the tools they need to properly use Sugar and really be a Sugar customer and be a Sugar user. So my role in that is looking at our digital experience and how our customers access any of that information, any of that data. And I ultimately manage Sugar Club, oversee the site itself, making sure it's up and running properly, making sure it looks good, making sure it's usable, make sure there's no errors, help all of our employees and customers and partners really access everything and use it. And with that, I'm also looking at all of our other properties that we use internally and externally for our customers to make sure that you have what you need to really do everything with Sugar. So Sugar Club being the kind of anchor point for all this stuff, but I'm also help out with the administration of our training site of Sugar U. Also helping with some other initiatives internally to just make it easier for our customers to use our products.
Okay, excellent. So I will probably have some new admins that are going to be coming to this podcast. So can you tell us a little bit more detail about what, in general, Sugar Club is? And like, what are the advantages of using it? Why would a new admin be interested in even going out to Sugar Club? What's out there? What do they need to know, et cetera?
Sure. So Sugar Club is, our goal is to make Sugar Club the place for you as a customer, as an admin, for your end users, everyone, to get everything they need. So we have things like help forums in there, so you can work with other customers, other employees, partners, everyone, to tackle any technical challenges you may be having, questions about the products, how do I do X, Y, and Z within Sugar. You can also join one of our user groups, so we have different user groups for things like different industries, different languages, or different different roles at your company. So for instance, if you have a marketing person, they can join our marketing user group and work with other marketers on tackling marketing challenges or sharing stories. Or if you have non-English speaking end users, they can, or maybe yourself might be a non-English first language user, you can join one of our user groups. We have French, Spanish, Italian, and German user groups. So you can meet with other people in your native language. We also have all the product information or access to all the product information you're going to need. So things like there's a group for Release Central. So it's everything you need to know every quarter for all the Sugar releases, for example. So you can get the distilled
version.
That's
really great.
Yeah. So really happy with that one. We also have all of our product announcements. So if you're, say, a Sugar Cell admin, you can subscribe to the Sugar Cell updates group and find out all the new and cool things about Sugar Cell as they happen. So you can choose whether you want it immediately or quarterly, like with Release Central. You can also access all of our training material, all of our stuff from Sugar U. So live and on demand courses. We also have our quick video library where we share kind of snippets of different things you can do within Sugar. Within different Sugar products, kind of quick, really, really easily digestible, like 3 to 5-ish minute videos.
Cool.
All kinds of Sugar news. You can stay up to date on all of our events. So things like our social club, where we connect users together, different admins, everyone with a Sugar subject matter expert, and we talk very casually, very conversationally about a part of the product or about a discipline or about just really anything. So that's we have great. All of that and more all in Sugar
and more. Club. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, we're trying to do everything in there to make it really easy for
good,
our customers.
Good, good. And it's free to access, and it's, it has a lot of advantages, just like you just said, so that's wonderful. Mm-hmm. We recently had an upgrade to Sugar Club. Can you tell us a little bit about the changes that our users or users of Sugar Club should expect?
Yeah, so I'm really excited about that. It was a huge project that we were working on. Working on internally. I spent a lot of time kind of managing that. So if you have been using Sugar Club for the last 3 years since we first launched it, if you're a community member well before that, so we've had some version of community or forum for well over 15, I've been here 13 years, and you've been here 16, 15? I think we had something.
I'm on 14. Yeah.
14.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think the whole time you've been here, the whole time I've been here, we've had something.
Yes. It's just good.
Yeah, definitely. it was a huge upgrade in that, even in what we've had for the last 3 years with Sugar Club. So
yes.
Some of the changes, if you have been a member this whole time, you'll see some UI updates. So just general look and feel of it. We kind of starting at the top of the page, really, we've changed the mega menu. So how you access all the different groups and information within Sugar Club or linking out to different areas of the broader Sugar CRM digital experience, shall we say. So we got a lot of feedback from our users and from our employees, from hearing from customers and things. It was kind of really hard to navigate.
Good. Yes.
So we worked internally, externally to clean that up, really made it more, more prescriptive on how people can access what they need.
Okay.
Made it more personal on, if you look at the homepage, you'll see, if you're logged in, you'll see different groups you're part of, a more personalized experience, letting you know how many points you have, where you're active, what you're doing, and then drilling into kind of each of the different groups and different different sub areas, you'll see a refreshed experience, just making it easier to access stuff. You also see things like a new hover, when you hover over a user's name, you can get a lot more information about them, see a new experience about that. So you learn who you're talking to better if you're engaged in the community.
I didn't know that.
Oh yeah. Yeah. That's a fun little,
that's interesting. There. Yes. That's really good. I like that.
And we also have, some new pieces of the content editor itself. So, that's been upgraded a little bit. Our search has been, fixed and upgraded a little bit as well. So you'll see some better search results, more easy to kind of parse through them as you search for a term.
Okay.
And we've also had our events pages and news pages kind of updated. So you'll have an easier time figuring out what type of calendar you're looking at, what type of events you're looking at, how you can subscribe to them.
Okay.
And just a lot of back-end changes as well. So things that will help our community in a way.
Sure, sure, yeah.
So a lot more new toys to play with for me. Cool. I like tinkering with all that stuff. and it's this new upgrade and a lot of things that we're doing really open up a lot of roads for the future, or sets up a lot of doors for us to go through with other ways we want to interact with other, like our data internally, so we can provide more for our customers and provide a more simple experience, more easy to find. And we have some other projects that are kind of in flight as well that expand on that.
Okay. All right. and we've hit a big milestone, haven't we?
Yeah, we're hitting our 10,000th member.
We've
10,000 people in Sugar Club. So that's really awesome. That's
yes.
And it's growing every day, and we're going to be celebrating that really soon. We have some cool celebration things planned. So I don't want to ruin any surprises, but we'll have more to talk about soon. But it's just it's awesome to see that many people have been involved and influenced and working with Sugar Club and just working with fellow customers, with partners, with employees, just all over the board, just feeling part of something.
Yeah, I agree. So is there an article out there on Sugar Club about these upgrade things that have happened to Sugar Club?
Yep. Yeah, so it had been in the banner initially during the upgrade, just to let people kind of know what was happening. But okay. if you go to Sugar Club, so sugarclub.sugarcrm.com, you can access mm-hmm. it from like every Sugar property. Whether you're logged in, you'll see it in your help menu in the bottom left of your screen. Okay. You'll see it on sugarcrm.com, on our support site. You can get to it everywhere.
Okay.
If you already have it bookmarked, which I suggest you do. Yes. And then on the page, on the top mega menu, there's a thing, drop down for news, and just click on Sugar News. And I think it's still the first, maybe second article now by the time this
okay.
comes out.
Well, I will add a link to generically Sugar Club, yeah. but also to that article so that they can get to it directly, which would Perfect. Be awesome, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. So you, yeah. So you alluded to what's coming up next with Sugar Club. Can you give us kind of the highlights of what we should expect, say, near future, or if there's stuff that's even further out, what you may be expecting for us to experience in Sugar Club?
Yeah, sure. So one of our goals for our whole team and frankly our whole company is just obviously to improve that customer experience, make it even mm-hmm. better for our customers. So what we're really trying to do is build on that. So we want to make things, so I mentioned earlier, having more just toys to play with in club, so I can set more of this stuff up with right. me or working internally with other team members. We're going to be improving the experience between Sugar Club and our support site. So like support.sugarcrm.com, where you get all of your documentation, release notes, things like that. Drawing more of a link between the two to not have them so separate like they are today.
Yeah.
We're also going to have more content sharing back and forth. The support site, I don't want to step on that team's toes too much because I'm not in charge of that project by any means,
right.
but they're doing a refresh of our support site really, really soon, possibly.
Yes.
I don't know when you're going to release this podcast, but might already be out by then. But that's coming really soon if it's not already up. So we're going to be announcing that in Sugar Club as well. And
okay,
that's going to have a better integrated search between the sites. So if you search mm-hmm. on the support site, you'll get Sugar Club results as well.
Oh, awesome.
So that's going to be really cool. And we're going to try to do, we're working on getting that bi-directional as well. So right
okay.
now it's only support site, getting support and club. Mm-hmm. But we're working on getting that better from the club side as well.
Okay, good.
And then we really want to just build that community aspect for our customers. We want to make sure that you realize as a customer, as an admin, as a developer, as an end user, whatever, you're part of something and there are other people like you. So we're going to be doing more projects and more programs to enhance that. We want to work
okay.
on some more kind of like real-time initiatives. So get, as an admin, you can benefit by talking to other admins in real time. So we want to make sure, that is an option for you. And just a lot of streamlining, improving that new user experience as well as one of our big hills to climb.
Mm-hmm.
So we know it's not perfect now. It's better than it was, could be a whole lot better than it is. So, we want to make sure one of the best things when you join any kind of community, whether it be work or personal or real life or virtual, whatever it is, you want to feel welcome. You walk into a new place and you see everyone talking and you don't know who to talk to, where to go, what to do.
Right.
You're supposed to be there. So that's a really awkward experience for people. And mm-hmm. we want to make that more welcoming because we want everyone to be involved. And we want, whether they're brand new or they've been working with Sugar for over a decade, like you and I.
Right.
So we want to really improve that. We have some good ideas on making that happen.
I think that's awesome. I feel that way sometimes myself when I walk into a room and everybody knows everybody except me.
Yeah.
So that is a wonderful thing. I like the way that you put it too. So, Sugar Club.
Even just
thought about
like knowing where to go. Like if you walk
into
into a conference and there's just tables everywhere, right?
Yes. There's
vendor names and there's this and there's that. It's like, I don't even
exactly.
know. Is there a welcome booth? Is there my place? Am I supposed to be in the right room or am I in the right room?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So where should I be? And then how do I communicate with everybody that's there? Right.
Exactly. Am I speaking the right language? Am I asking? The right
exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Specifically talking about Sugar Club here. Mm-hmm. So it's built on a particular platform. What's the name of the platform that Sugar Club's on?
Sure. So it's the Verint community platform.
Okay. And then with that, Do they? I heard that you went to a conference recently about Sugar Club that's built on that. Can you tell us about your experience there?
Yeah, it was great. We as a part of my job being community manager, we have a community of with multiple communities of community managers. You know, so I'm in that same boat as an admin, as a user of another platform. I'm in their community. And so I went to the conference. It was held in Las Vegas. It was basically the end of June, mid or end of June, 2023 this year. And it was the Verint Engage conference. And Verint as a company has a whole lot of different products, not similar from Sugar, whereas it's just a lot of different offerings. It can do anything for everyone. And the community group, I guess you could say, is kind of a niche little market for them. And we had, I don't know, maybe like 50 or so customers, customers, partners, employees involved. So it was kind of our own little corner of the conference, which is really cool. So we had a lot of the same people in every track session, and really getting to know all these people that I've engaged with virtually for the most part, and very few of them in person for the last 3-4, some of them in a couple of cases like 8 or 9 years. So getting to finally interact with some of these people and really get that personal level down and have some like water cooler talk sort of thing, both personal side, but also just like, oh, I wouldn't think to ask this question in the community, but I saw you're doing this, or learning from each other and sharing experiences. And it was just really great to feel that sense of community about community, which sounds like a snake eating its own tail kind of thing. But yeah, it was great to just interact with everyone and just learn and share, learn, teach, share, problem solve together, and just generally get to hang out, have some good time. I was also asked to speak at the conference too, which was a huge
honor. Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
And how'd that go?
So running a track session and doing a 40 or 50 minute just overall overview of Sugar Club and kind of what our experience has been at Sugar CRM. And it was very awesome. I don't even know the right words to use sometimes. Humbling, proud, you name it kind of thing. First of all, being able to have enough knowledge and experience to speak on this topic and tell our story, and basically great to hear how many people think what we're doing with Sugar Club and as a CX organization, our customer experience at Sugar, everything is really going. I was sharing our entire kind of end-to-end journey of how people use Sugar Club and got a lot of feedback of things that we are doing that other companies aren't, and how strong and thriving our community is compared to others sometimes, and also working with some of these other people in similar roles as myself to expand on some of those things. So they're really impressed with how we've done our site, how we built it, the experience we give our customers, how we've mapped out the journey. And it was just a very apparently surprising to me, because I'm so in the weeds with it, a very unique journey, a very unique experience that we've set up. And a lot of people were really impressed with it. I'd say one of the biggest things that people were really happy about and really excited and wanted to learn more about was the Sugar U and Sugar Club kind of integration that we have. Apparently, I guess a lot of companies, which was us also up to like 2.5 or so, 3 years ago when we added the integration with Sugar U and Sugar Club together. But that training and learning experience and the community experience are often two completely separate tracks that you take as a customer. And I'm really happy that we have integrated those together, because I think that the knowledge that you have as a customer, as an admin, as an end user, whoever, and the experience of working with each other completely go hand in hand. Like, you're going to have something to say and have something to talk about and have some questions to ask if you know enough about the products, and vice versa. So I'm really happy about that piece. And yeah, just seeing how people responded and the feedback I got from other people who I've worked with for years, just, you know, chatting in the community and who I've asked a lot of questions of, and I've been the one asking them for feedback. And then for them to be asking me that feedback was really cool. It was a really, really nice experience to be able to have that level of knowledge, I guess.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. It's nice to get feedback from someone who does what you do somewhere else. And mm-hmm. I've experienced that at training conferences too. That's like, oh, wow, that's awesome. Yeah. I mean, we speak the same language and it makes sense. You know,
that's a great point. Because, yeah, speaking even internally with other members of our team.
Yes.
And I was like, I have to explain why yep. I make this decision or why I'll think this way.
Yep.
Whereas they'll also and have when you,
already. Yeah. They're like, of course, that's the way we speak. That's yeah. That makes total sense. Yeah. So what was, yeah, exactly. So what was something special that you found out at the conference that you learned?
Yeah, I think it was great to see the different, I really like doing the UI of our site. I really like all the different ways that little tweaks that we can make on our side and the Sugar Club, the administration side, to make it easier for our customers to use the site and to navigate around the digital experience. And watching how other companies have set that up and different ways that they've done integrations with other products or other platforms or different things they've developed to improve that experience was really great. Really great takeaways and things. I took a lot of notes that I'm still.
Are you going to steal some of those ideas?
Oh yeah, totally.
Okay, good, excellent.
I've already told them like, I'm definitely taking that. I'm definitely taking that.
We're all... leverage, right?
Yeah,
leverage. We don't steal, right?
Yeah, it was almost like we were walking around, you know, doing trading cards or something. It's like, okay, you show me how to do this, and I'll show you how to do this.
Exactly. That's awesome. I think that's a great experience. I love doing things like that, and it only makes both of the companies that have these communities better. I mean, it only can, right? So I think that's wonderful. So did you learn, or do you have any other takeaways from the conference that you want to share?
Yeah, I'd say one of the main ones is everything around AI. Everyone's talked about it. It's such a buzzword nowadays. And I admittedly was so turned off by it becoming such a big thing, and I didn't realize why people were so excited, and that almost turned me off to it. It's like, I don't care about this thing. It's all just, it sounds like a bunch of tech speak buzzwordy stuff. And then, but at the conference, I was able to see both in the community side and on the just general customer experience side, how it was actually being leveraged and practical ways in which it was being used. And it gave me that different perspective on why everyone was so excited about it, why it makes a difference in the customer experience, how it improves everything for both kind of the vendor side and the customer side, and practical ways it could be used. So seeing other community platforms, for example, other companies who do communities, who have communities, seeing how they've used it in their community made it this very eye-opening experience for me, where I could see, okay, they've done it this way in their community. We have this similar experience. Here's how I could leverage it on our side to make it better for our customers, which I never, it was that middle piece that I didn't understand how to do and didn't understand why you should do it. So seeing that both live or just even like, PowerPoint presentation, you know, slides, seeing why it can be used. I think that was a huge piece of it for me. And if I'd heard me say that like 4 months ago, I would have been so mad at myself. But I kind of like, oh, I get it now. It's the riding a bike sort of thing. It's like, oh, it finally clicked.
Yes. Yes.
And then just learning about other ways people are doing things in their communities, realizing things that we have set up 3 years ago when we launched Sugar Club. Now it's just been over 3 years really since we launched it. Things that were set up on day one that I never thought to go back and revisit, and realizing that, oh, we could do this better. Like, it was set up that way for a reason 3 years ago, but there's so much more that we as a community, me as a as the community manager, as a and all the other skills I've learned along the way, and things that we've done as a company, things that our company has changed. It's like, oh, we can do that better now. So I think that was a huge piece. And one of their big things too at Verint was the community everywhere topic, I guess you could say. And it's really, I took that to think about how we do community and how we run our community and run our site, run both our site and our general broad community at Sugar, and what that means for people. Not everyone wants to use a community website platform. People want to interact in different ways. So how can we make the experience work for every customer, regardless of what type of learner they are, what type of communicator they are?
Yes.
Watching videos.
Oh, that's great.
Documentation. They like meetings and you know, happy or like virtual happy hours or virtual office hours, things like that. Not everyone learns the same way. Not everyone digests information the same way. And you really need to make it proper for everyone. So expanding that.
That's really great.
Yeah.
I like all of that. That's great. I like the idea, though, when you said the first day, the way you did something, you had to go back and go, wait a minute, we could do this better. I think that's the same way in Sugar, right? When you're first an admin, you start doing it just for the knowledge that you have. And then later you have to go, wait a minute, that's not the best way to handle the way I set that up in Sugar. I need to, you know, tweak it, or I now can do a workflow instead, or, you know, something like that. So I totally get that. I think that transitions into the product too.
That's a great point. Cause I mentioned earlier our social club sessions where we have customers, and employees kind of all meet together. It's a non-recorded, casual, just like, sitting around the table talking kind of meeting.
Right.
And one of our customers, I won't call him out specifically. I don't know if he wants his name used, but, he made that point. They've been a customer of Sugar for, I want to say, like, at least 4 or 5, maybe even longer years.
Yeah.
And he is a very, very strong, very knowledgeable admin. And he said he's done all these different things. And, you know, say they've been a customer 5 years. I'm guessing here. I'm sorry if I'm wrong. And they maybe custom developed something 4 years ago, but then 2 years ago, we built that into the product and never went back and checked to see if that was a thing. And it's like, oh, now it's part of the core product. It's supported. If it's a problem with it, I can get help. It's getting new features. It's getting built upon. And so going back, I think that's a huge piece, like you're saying, going back and looking, if you've been around a product, any part of a product for a long time, that does get constant development. Yeah. Obviously, if you buy something physical and you have it at home, you don't really get a whole lot of new stuff to it. But any kind of software, you can go back and it gets built upon, assuming it's still supported.
It's going to improve.
So going back and finding those things out of, could I do better? If I'd known then what I know now, how would I do it differently?
Exactly.
Instead of the it's the way we've always done it mentality.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which is hard to overcome sometimes, but yes. Right. I totally hear you.
And that's what I like about any of those in-person sessions, virtual in-person sessions like Social Club, where you find the answers to questions you didn't know to ask.
Exactly. Exactly.
Things that come up organically.
Exactly. I think some people ask the question, so tell me what you don't know. And I'm like, I don't know to tell you what I don't know, right? So I need you to tell me all the stuff and then I can tell you. I get that. Totally.
Right.
Yeah. So we're getting kind of close to the end here. So can you tell us one thing you'd like to leave with our listeners about the Sugar CM community, Sugar Club, that you'd like to share that can help them or that you find interesting or that you just want to make sure they know about that's there, and tell us why?
Okay. I would say, this almost sounds like a hokey answer, but everything, like get involved. I mentioned earlier how I am a member of the Verint community and I'm a really active, like sort of a really active member. And I have learned so much by just like looking around the site and answering questions or giving feedback to people, whether it's, you know, I don't know the answer to this, but here's a way I would approach this problem. Does this help? And working together has expanded my knowledge, reading what other people have written, whether it be like some kind of article, like a blog post or a knowledge base article, or or a forum post, a question, everything. I think that it is so kind of invaluable, I guess, not some direct value. You don't, when you take, obviously you take a class, you take a quiz at the end, take a test at the end, you maybe get certified, mm-hmm. which hopefully she gets sugar certified, little plug there. If you're not already, please do.
Exactly.
But you know, those have a lot of value of the basic, like, here's how you do a thing.
Right.
But learning how to expand on that and how to be creative in your own right and how to solve your specific needs, I think is a huge improvement that any kind of administrator on any platform can do. I personally enjoy cooking, and when you follow a recipe, that's great. You can make something really good, but you also need to have the skills to know how to, you know, not burn your oil on a pan, or how to cut chicken properly or something. And then being able to take it the next step further and take a recipe and make it your own, make it, I feel like this would be better if I added this ingredient or took out this ingredient, or I have a family member who's allergic to this ingredient, so I can't make it for them. being able to vary that experience based on your specific needs, I think that's something where community really opens your eyes to what else is out there. And like I said, we want to make, we at Sugar CRM as a whole, and we in our department, our team, me personally, I want to make that the experience for everyone. So I'll also just add that, you know, I definitely welcome feedback. We have our, you know, my name and face and everything are plastered all over the site. We have, you know, an email alias address you can send stuff to for questions or feedback about the site. It's sugarclub@sugarcrm.com. Really easy to remember. But you know, if there's a need that, you know, you as a customer, as an admin, as a partner listening to this, or employee listening to this, anything, please reach out. You know, I love that we have this flexibility on the Sugar Club side to adapt very quickly to things. It's a very quick change process for me, as you know, as kind of overseeing and administering this for a lot of things. So if there is a problem, I love that I can tackle it super fast and easy most of the time. And I'd love to get and send feedback to our vendor if need be, or whatever it is. And if you are not already using a community at your companies, you know, if it's something, if you have, as everyone has customers in some way or another,
right? So exactly.
I definitely encourage that. I could talk for another half an hour at least, if not hours, on the benefits, the pros and cons of having a community.
Yes. But
I love having this place for our customers. It is the like space for everyone to go to. It is the place where they can get what they need.
And I agree.
Hope that our customers agree with that too. That was it.
Yes. Yes. I'm amazed at I go out there all the time and I learn from our customers. Like, this is what we expect, and this is how we handle it. And this mm-hmm. is in our specific, you know, industry and niche in the community. But at least I know, hey, that is a different way of doing it that I didn't even think of. So anybody can learn from anyone, the customer, partner, employee that's out there. So I think it's a great resource that I think a lot of people either don't know about or don't know how to use. So I think as much as we can do to get people out there to use it, I think as soon as they do, they're just amazed at everything that's there. I mean, it's a great resource.
Thank you. That's what I hope.
Yeah. Well, I just wanted to thank you for joining us today on the Sugar You podcast.
Thank you for having me.
No problem. Well, that's our episode. Hope you found it helpful, and stay sugar sweet.